Okay, so Wes Walker, I was able to practice today, and that was the one changed from yesterday. So
limited or full?
He was limited, according to this sheet. He did a lot.
Mine would have been done by now.
All right. I'm working on it.
Did I understand that you talked to Coach Fox?
I did. Got to speak with John this morning for about 20 minutes on the phone. He sounded great. He's looking forward to getting out of ICU. He's still in ICU, but his spirits are really good. He feels a little tired, obviously. He's gone through quite a bit. His body's been put through quite a bit, but he's in great spirits and he's healing. So, we talked for a good bit, and he obviously was wanting to talk about the team and how everybody's doing, and I assured him everybody's doing great and that we're going to work to make him proud. So it was good to be able to talk to him and then be able to express that to the team.
How concerned are you with Champ?
How concerned?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to be smart. You know, Greek's doing a good job bringing him back with the doctors and everything, and he is working back. He is working out now on the side, and we'll increase that. And at some point, he'll rejoin us. So, you can't rush that kind of thing. It's just when he's ready to go, we'll utilize him.
Coach Payton yesterday said you added some more situational stuff to the practice. Is that something that you brought over from your time in Jacksonville, or something based on what you've seen here that you needed to
add? I guess be a little bit of both. Certainly I've had experience doing different things with the team, but I just felt like, to add a little urgency to different situations that come up, we just created that little short period. And really that was the only addition, but it's the kind of thing where it gets your attention, causes you to focus in for that moment on, hey, this situation is going to come up or has come up, and this is how we're going to deal with it. These are the things we're going to do, and kind of get our guys on alert. Well, yeah, I think the record speaks for itself. It was it was a tremendous turnaround. It was a pivotal point in the year. We kind of found ourselves at that point and have played great since. So, we go back and we understand that they did things to put us behind, and we didn't do some things that the way we need to put us behind. And anytime you do that, you're in the NFL. The team is very capable of putting you in a hole. Sean's been great. If you look at us losing Elvis and how are we going to fill that void, that was a big question all during camp. And Sean came in he's a very smart guy, great experience, and poised. He brought a certain element to our defense that we would miss without him. And he's been productive, and so that's the biggest thing. He's backed up kind of the experienced, wise, veteran guy that also is performing well. So it's been a big lift for us.
Now that you've gone back, are you able to do some different things with him that maybe you weren't able to do
in the first 6 weeks? Yeah, and it frees him up not to be the Vaughn role, but to be the complementary player, because Vaughn is a special talent and requires a lot of attention by the opposing offenses.
What did Keenan Allen do to change the offense the last few?
Produced. He's just a young player that has played well with the opportunities he's been given. And he was a guy, watch him in the draft coming out. He was a good performer at Cal, and looked like he'd be a good pro, and it looks like they found themselves a nice young player.
Coach,